Kruger National Park is one of the world's greatest national parks. You know, the diversity and the sheer amount of animals alone is incomparable to any other. It's home to the Big Five and gets over 1 million visitors every year. And did you know that the Kruger National Park is the largest game reserve in Africa? It spans over 19,633 square kilometers. That is just smaller than the size of Belgium. The first motorists entered the park in 1927. The entrance cost was just £1 at that time. Up until 1926, no cars were allowed to enter the park. Railway, buggy cart, ox wagon and horsebacks or pack donkeys were the only means of transport. And today, all of the main roads are tarred, while most of the secondary roads, which are mostly dirt roads, are kept in good condition. There are around 21 rest camps, 2 private lodge concessions, and 15 private safari lodges. So the Kruger Park has a hot subtropical climate, and most of the year it's hot during the day. It's an all-year-round destination. Game viewing can be done during the winter months best, but also in the summer months. The Kruger National Park lies between 2 South African provinces. To the west is the province of Limpopo. To the south, you find Mpumalanga. The park connects to the Gonorozao National Park in Zimbabwe, to the Limpopo National Park in Mozambique, and now forming the Greater Limpopo Transfrontier Park. And there are several thriving ecosystems at the Kruger National Park. 6 diverse ecosystems extend across the conservation park. The grasses, plants and trees within each ecosystem developed based on the type of topsoil formation on the underlying rocks. The age and the type of these rocks determine the type of topsoil. Some interesting facts with regards to the wildlife. The Kruger National Park houses a large variety of animal species. Many different reptiles and amphibians reside in the park. Many types of fish can be found in the rivers. There are over 500 species of birds in the wildlife reserve and more than 140 species of mammals. It's home not only to the Big Five, but the Little Five. So the Big Five we know is the leopard, rhino, lion, elephant, and the Cape Buffalo. But not only that, you have the Little Five, which is the ant lion, the leopard, tortoise, the rhino beetle, the elephant shrew, and the buffalo weaver. And the Kruger has a Big Six. And the Big Six are those in the birds. The group is the leopard face vulture, the ground hornbill, the curry bustard, the martial eagle, and Pell's fishing owl, and the saddle-billed stork. Bushmans once roamed the land, which has more than 300 archaeological sites. Evidence of the Bushmans tribes have been found, you know, in various parts of the park. There are more than 1 million visitors that visit the park. That is about 83,000 visitors each month, and that is about 2,800 visitors each day. As we said, that is more than 120 years open. It started off, it was first proclaimed in 1898 as the Sabi Game Reserve by then President of the Transvaal, the Republic of South Africa, Paul Kruger. He initiated a drive to create a no-hunting zone to protect the wild animals of the Lowveld. Kruger's vision for a protected national park only materialized 12 years later when the area between Sabi and the Crocodile River was set aside for restricted hunting, and on May the 31st, 1926, the National Parks Act was proclaimed and the Sabi Shingwezi Game Reserve combined to form the Kruger National Park. The park is basically 350 kilometers long and 60 kilometers wide. It had periods of terrible drought in the past, driest regions between 1980 and 1997. There's been a drought also in 2016, which led to the culling of some of the hippos. Its borders are marked by 2 rivers. The Crocodile River creates a border in the south of the park, and the Limpopo River creates a border on the north. The Lebombo Mountain Range borders the park on its western side, driving the park or dividing the park into an eastern neighbor, Mozambique. The Kruger National Park has attained international acclaim. There's the Greater Kruger National Park, which with the all the different game reserves, which are private reserves that are incorporated. So with that, it creates an area of around 344,000 hectares. So what animals do you have? it's known that there are about African buffaloes, about 27,000, black rhinos, 350, zebras, 18,000, cheetahs, 200, giraffes, 5,000, hippos, 3,000, leopards, 1,000, elephants, 12,000, blue wildebeest, 12,000, African wild dogs, 300, white rhinos, between 7,000 and 12,000, bushbucks, 500, common eland, 300, greater kudu, 6,000, lions, 1,500, spotted hyenas, 2,000, waterbucks, about 5,000, impalas, 90,000. Recent reports have, you know, with regards to the rhinos, that there's a constant decline. It's estimated that there are about 2,600 white rhinos remaining in Kruger National Park, and the black rhinos have gone down to 2,200, just around 200. So that is a decline in the population of rhinos. Now, rhinos, you know, are being poached for their horn. And do you know what is the horn made of? The horn is actually made of hair. Alhamdulillah, over the weekend, we had the opportunity of visiting Kruger National Park. And I'm fascinated, enthralled by the, you know, the various ecosystems that are there, and the different types of... We tend to go in looking for the lion and just seeing the big five, and then we've seen that. That is, tends to be the mindset. But there's so much more to it, to understand the diversity and the depth and the different ecosystems, the different birds. So it's really something fascinating, and one of the great tourist attractions of our country.